From the KBI newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nathan Lawrence. The primary way to report abuse or exploitation of a senior or adult with a disability is a hotline. But as the population ages and more people learn there's something they can do, the Missouri Adult Abuse and Neglect Hotline is struggling to keep up with the increase in reports. In a joint investigation with the Columbia Missourian, KBIA's Aviva Okeson-Haberman and Kyra Haas explain how thousands of calls to the hotline are dropped every year.
Adult abuse and neglect.
The call center for Missouri's adult abuse hotline is housed in a nondescript building in Jefferson City. When you walk in, there are signs asking you, shh, be quiet. Employees work in cubicles answering calls and typing up reports on what they hear. A display on their screen shows what each of their coworkers is doing. When I visited, there were 9 people working on the hotline.
And then you also see 2 of them are currently talking on the phone.
So right now, there's no one available. If someone were to call in, they would be waiting right now.
That's correct, because some people are working on their previous reports that they just received.
Preston Nilges says he's seen an increase in calls in the 2 years he's worked at the hotline. He answers everything from reports of physical or sexual abuse to financial exploitation and self-neglect.
It can get a little stressful because we do see how many calls are coming in. We have a max out call, and so it is a little stressful, but you know, we try to get them as fast as we can.
That max out call thing is important. It means if more than 4 people are on hold, the next caller is dropped. So far this year, about 9,000 calls have been dropped, according to data from a public records request. Catherine Sapp oversees policy for Missouri's Adult Protective Services.
Yeah, that is my big fear, is we're losing folks because of, they couldn't get through. And so then they don't use the online reporting form.
And by online reporting form, she means a form available online. You have to download it and fax it in.
To me, fax is a little antiquated. I think that the general public doesn't usually have access to a fax machine.
That's Samantha Ferguson Knight. She's the director of senior programming at Kingdom House. When she called the hotline in late April, her call was dropped. Over the course of a day and a half, she called back 11 times and was on hold for a total of 2 hours.
Have you ever been on hold with a bill collector or someone that's that's trying to take your time, and you call and you wait and you wait and wait? Most people generally give up. And I would say that that's going to happen a lot of the time, too, is people are going to start giving up.
Last year, more than 11,000 calls were disconnected. There are a lot of reasons someone would hang up. Wrong number, bad cell reception. But Sapp says one of them is also long wait time.
There's a ton of calls that are people just hang up because of the length of time that they're having to be on hold.
All agents are currently busy assisting other callers. Please hold and your call will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for your patience.
The average hold time is more than 8 minutes, but some people wait more than an hour to speak to someone. In February, someone waited an hour and 22 minutes. Not everyone has experienced these problems. We spoke with 2 people who say they didn't have issues reporting incidents. And when KBIA called, it took us a little less than 6 minutes to get through. But if you add up the number of callers who were dropped and who hung up, you get a staggering statistic. Only half of calls to the adult abuse hotline were answered last year. Jessica Bax took over as director for the division about a year ago. She says the division didn't realize there were issues with the hotline until late 2018. The division discovered the problem after hearing complaints.
There's been a lack of good data in the past, coupled with an increase in need, that has led us to a point where we have to address a problem.
The division gets data on how many calls they answered from Unified Communications, which is run by Missouri's Office of Administration. Bax says numbers before 2018 didn't include dropped or disconnected calls. This resulted in an inaccurate picture. In its most recent budget request, the division said it answered 98.8% of calls last fiscal year. That's a stark contrast from the reality new calculations show. So far this year, they've only been answering 39%.
I think when you're looking at the projection in that budget book, you're looking at a projection before we had all of the information. And so, you know, I would have I would definitely be looking at that differently now.
We spoke with three state lawmakers from the Special Committee on Aging. They all say this is the first time they're seeing this data. Republican Representative Lynn Morris chairs the committee and says the numbers are alarming.
They need to figure out how to answer the phone when people call. These are taxpayers. The older taxpayers have probably paid more taxes in their lifetime than someone else has. And my feeling is you better figure out how to answer the phone. If somebody calls and needs someone in this state, all departments better be able to take care of them.
I'm fully with him on that.
Back says the division is first addressing inefficiencies in the hotline before requesting funding for additional workers. This includes decreasing the length of time hotline workers spend writing up reports of abuse or neglect, which would free them to answer more calls, and having other staff help out on the phones. Morris says he's going to reach out to the division to see how lawmakers can help address the problem.
Yeah, I'd be interested, now that I see this data, to figure out how the legislative body might be able to help out too. It's everybody's problem, and we're all going to get old someday.
As Missouri's population gets older, it's an issue that isn't going away. For KBIA, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman with producer Kyra Haas.